Good evening. You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name's Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. And with that intro there, if you noticed, there was a song before I started talking, so kind of, you know, changing up the form of the episode. But I decided to do that because I just came across that band. So the song's called Intercession by Orphix. I'm just saying it how it's spelled. But yeah, I recently came across that song and I've been listening to a lot of those more like electronic instrumentals and just like the cool SHIT that people are doing with computers and stuff nowadays. But it almost feels weird to like just plop down an instrumental in the middle of an otherwise non-instrumental episode. So I was like, okay, this can kind of be like the intro theme or music for this week, if that makes sense. And it actually sets the tone for this episode because we will be listening to, this is a lot of industrial EDM, kind of within that realm. Think like that one GIF of the goth, industrial goths dancing under the bridge. That's the vibe that we're going for. And now I kind of came across, I mean, I always love industrial music. I love Nitzer Ebb. Nitzer Ebb's one of my favorite bands of all time, and so is Nine Inch Nails. And I would say they're kind of like on the two ends of the industrial spectrum because, you know, you have Nitzer Ebb very like stripped down, very like classic early 80s industrial, like chanting. I mean, their most famous song, I think, is called Join in the Chant. So that checks out. And then you have Nine Inch Nails, who, you know, 89, pretty hate machine. You're kind of getting almost that. It's industrial, but there's a mix of pop. And then, like, you go and listen to, like, I don't know, With Teeth from the early 2000s. It's like, that, okay, that's more, like, rock, more mainstream, but it still has those underlying industrial influences. Anyways, spiel over. I love Nine Inch Nails. I've been listening to them a ton lately because I saw them live. So good. And they have out a new song. The song is really good, too. I usually don't trust, like, I don't know, I'm not going to call them legacy bands, but, like, when bands that kind of had their height throughout like the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, when they put out newer music, sometimes it doesn't retain that original sound. But I don't know. I think Nine Inch Nails, or Trent Reznor himself, I guess, because it's mostly just him, but I think he did a great job at kind of keeping that core sound. And it's so good. It is such a good new song. And it was so good live. So you should definitely go check out a live version if that sounds enticing to you. So coming up first on this industrial episode, this is a little more Front 242. It's not Front 242, but like it sounds a bit like them. Here is Electric Molecular by ChemLab. You want to explode and combine in a massive corroding. That was The Alchemist by Weird Candle, a Canadian band, and I know maybe comparisons aren't the best to make, but I'm going to make comparisons. Very reminding me of Specimen. I love Specimen, and they are one of those goth bands that came out of the Batcave, which, if you don't know, it was like the goth club in London in the 80s. So yeah, very reminiscent of like that classic goth sound, but maybe sort of less stripped down and more beefed up with electronic. So good. And I especially like to see Canadian acts that kind of achieve that sound, because it feels like so much of goth and industrial. Goth is like very much based in the UK, and industrial is very much based in the US. So it's nice to see the blend of those two themes, if that makes sense. Before that, we had Electric Molecular by ChemLab. So good. I told you it was going to be loud. All these songs are louder than my voice. I mean, obviously, because they're way more beefed up, but also I speak really loud regularly, so that's saying a lot. And coming up next is the new Nine Inch Nails song I have been ranting about. So good. When they played it live at the concert, they played it with the German EDM group Boys Noise, and that's with two Zs, Boys Noise. So good. I was trying to see if like there was a version of that available on Spotify. There wasn't, but like the original of this new song is just so good anyways that it's like, I'm not going to go searching for remixes. Let's just listen to it. So here is As Alive As You Want Me To Be by Nine Inch Nails.
Feel infection. It's almost like a tongue on the back of my neck. I never had a choice, connection. I never had a chance to catch my breath. It's eating up the space between us. It's eating up all remaining doubt. It's filling up the hole inside you. Trying to find a way to let itself out. Give me something to believe in.
short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
That was Loaded by Unit 187, and the song before that was the new Nine Inch Nails, As Alive As You Want Me to Be. And now this is kind of like a quick tangent, but thinking of like the kind of the industrial genre as a whole and almost like the pioneers of the industrial genre, it is so interesting that Canadians have that sort of, we have those bands. We think of like Skinny Puppy, Frontline Assembly, but Unit 187, Decoded Feedback, Weird Candle, even the Birthday Massacre, if we're categorizing them in that. When I think of like the different alternative genres and I think of like, you know, classic gothic rock, Canada doesn't really have any classic gothic rock bands. That's mostly in the UK with like Sisters of Mercy, Susie and the Banshees, Bauhaus, etc. But for some reason, Canada just has like a lot of this like industrial sound, and I think it's really cool that that's kind of the niche that we've inhabited. I mean, Skinny Puppy is like one of the, you know, pioneers of that gothic industrial EDM kind of like, I don't know, combo. And they were there before some of the bigger industrial acts. They were there before Rob Zombie. They were there before Nine Inch Nails. Like Skinny Puppy is a marker of the industrial goth music scene. So I thought that was really interesting. And then, yeah, the new Nine Inch Nails song, so good. Not going to go see the new Tron movie. F you, Jared Leto. You're really ugly, but such good music. So I'll continue to listen to the song, but yeah, not going to go see that new Tron movie. Sorry. Coming up next, we have another very loud song, I should say. This is 666 on the Crucifix by Caustic.
Slipped it in another freeze. They'll remember that original sin. all the rest.
Yeah.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Welcome back. You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy. This is Dark Side of the Tune. If you're just joining us, welcome. If you've been listening along, welcome back. This episode is about industrial music. And no, I'm not talking about the sound of pipes and oil and, I don't know, whatever else is industrial. We're talking about bands like Nine Inch Nails, who we just listened to. And I know that's the second Nine Inch Nails song of the episode, but it is such a good song. That's my favorite Nine Inch Nails song. One, because it's about BDSM on a very, like, surface level. And two, because it's about society, really, if you listen in. And the reason why that's my favorite song, well, those are the reasons, but it becomes a lot more apparent when you learn that my favorite band of all time is Depeche Mode, who basically does the same thing. And Nine Inch Nails was influenced by Depeche Mode, so it all goes back in a circle. But yeah, that was Happiness and Slavery by Nine Inch Nails. Such a good EP. That is the On the Broken EP. And just really, I don't know, kind of looked over in terms of their discography, as far as like people who are fans of Nine Inch Nails go. They I feel like everyone always forgets about that EP, and it's so good. I think they played like one song off of it at the concert. It wasn't Happiness and Slavery, though, unfortunately. But yeah, definitely go give that a listen if you liked that song. Wow, I'm doing a lot of PR work for Nine Inch Nails today, but that's okay because I love Trent Reznor. Coming up next, we have two very big names in the industrial scene, kind of at, once again, opposite ends of the spectrum. First up, we have Frontline Assembly with Killing Grounds. So very like, the Frontline Assembly was almost the iteration of Skinny Puppy that came after Skinny Puppy. So less like stripped down classic goth industrial and more, I don't know, I guess you could say electronically advanced as far as industrial music goes. And then after that, we have actually almost the complete opposite, those super stripped down, kind of like beginning of industrial, which is Nitzer Ebb with Let Your Body Learn. Such a good song. And Douglas McCarthy, lead singer of Nitzer Ebb, actually passed away over the summer. And I was out of the country at the time, but it kind of totally dampened my vacation because I love Nitzer Ebb. And yeah, he's definitely missed. But such a good song, such a good pioneers of industrial. So first up, here is Killing Grounds by Frontline Assembly. We'll be right back. Let Your Body Learn by Nitzer Ebb. And before that, we listened to Killing Grounds by Frontline Assembly. And now, I feel people need to bring back shouting like that in songs. And especially in this time and day and age, we need that. Like, just classic British, like, fast follow the beat. I don't know. I miss that. We need to put that back in music because it's so good. And it's like, I don't know. It energizes you. It makes you want to do something. I don't know what yet, but I guess that's to be seen. And once again, RIP Douglas McCarthy. I love Nitzer Ebb. I've loved them for years. Their album, Ebbhead, is one of my favorite albums of all time, if not my favorite album of all time. It is so weird and so good. And yeah, he is greatly missed. And then before that, Frontline Assembly, you could definitely hear the Skinny Puppy in that. And speaking of Skinny Puppy, that's the next artist that we have coming up, because I've played them multiple times on the show, and I always say you can't have an industrial episode without Skinny Puppy, but you really can't, because, you know, they're our Canadian industrial band, and they're just so good. It's so classic. So here is Warlock by Skinny Puppy.
Thank you.
Yeah.